And it came to pass that men began to multiply upon the face of the earth. As man increased in number, so also did the evil of his ways. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
God, there is no God. Nature is supreme. Power is divine. Wealth is to be glorified. Man is omniscient. God?
And God sent an holy angel with a special message for Noah. Immediately, Noah started an odd project. Strange things began to happen. For over 100 years, Noah worked on this project until it was a talk and marvel of the whole world.
How would my two women like to take a trip, eh? A vacation trip.
A vacation? Oh, well, I've been wanting a vacation for years. Mm-hmm. But no, we're always too poor or too busy keeping up with the neighbors.
Oh, my dear. But now we have the best and largest and richest house and gardens in this area. Now we can afford a vacation, and we're going to take one.
Well, it's about time.
Where are we going on this vacation?
Well, my darling wife and daughter, we are going to the land of Methuselah.
Oh, Father, can we? Uh-huh. Oh, I've wanted to see Noah's folly and hear him preach ever since I can remember.
Well, he started his crazy project long before you were born.
Yes. In fact, it's been over 100 years since he began building that ark of his.
100 years? Well, it's about time we went to see it.
Oh. I know I'll meet all kinds of interesting people and make new friends. Uh-huh. Oh, Father, how long can we stay?
As long as we want to. We can afford it.
Isn't this exciting? All the people and things going on every minute. It's almost like a circus.
Well, I think it's terrible. The only reason people come here is to make fun of Noah.
Well, what's so terrible about that?
Noah is sincere. He has a right to believe in God if he wants to. I don't see why he doesn't chase everyone away.
Ah, Noah is too wise for that. Were he not to allow all this, this revelry, were he to chase people away, who would he preach to, huh? Well, he claims that the message of a coming flood must be preached to all the world. Now, by permitting this revelry and festivity, people come here, and he preaches to them. Otherwise, he'd have to go to them all over the world. Oh, smart Noah is.
Maybe he's just smart enough to be right.
Right? About a coming flood?
He's right about God. There is a God. I believe that.
Mother.
You know as well as I do there is a Garden of Eden, and that a holy angel with a flaming sword does guard the entrance to that garden.
Well, but Mother, that has nothing to do with God. It's merely another marvel of the wonderful world in which we live.
Your attention, please. Your attention.
Who's that?
I don't know.
I am Shem, son of Noah. My father has something to tell you.
For nearly 120 years, my sons and I, with the help of Methuselah and his sons while they lived, have been building this ark. You have come here with sin-ridden hearts to watch and ridicule and scorn. Laugh at the ark if you like. Call me crazy if you wish, but yet it is true that God shall bring a flood upon the earth to destroy sin and wickedness. Be ye therefore not connected with evil, lest you yourselves be found outside the ark of safety. Before it is forever too late, change your ways, worship God, and obey him. Those of you who do these things and prepare for the flood by repentance and reformation shall find pardon and be saved. Reject God and refuse to believe his message, and you shall be destroyed. Make haste, repent, for the flood cometh. It is near at hand. even at the door.
Oh, that poor man. No one believes him. Yet he, well, he seems so devout and sincere.
Well, there were a few who believed him at first. But after 120 years of preaching a flood and nothing happening, you can't blame people for not believing.
Your attention, please.
Who is he?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Ladies, gentlemen, friends, you are come from all parts of the world to witness the wonder of our age. An old man who insists on believing in fables and who laboriously through the years has constructed that ship. Why does he intend to sail it on a sea of grass? There is no body of water nearby. He, this old man, Noah, would have us believe that a sudden flood of water, mind you, is coming upon us. Where is this water to come from? Tears, perhaps. Tears of sorrow, or tears of laughter at the folly of this old, deluded man. For deluded he most certainly is. And insane. I am the world's greatest scholar, and I say unto you, there cannot be a flood. It is impossible. In all the long history of our world, never has water rained down from the heavens as Noah claims will happen. I say it cannot happen. It is against nature. The laws of nature are so well established that God himself, if there be a God, cannot change them. Good people, friends, be at peace. Fear not, there shall be no flood. One minute, please. I would like to introduce one more speaker, someone you know and love, someone whose word is above reproach. Your religious leader, the high priest.
There is no need for alarm, my friends. A flood? No. God will not destroy the world he created. He will never punish the beings that he so lovingly and tenderly made in his own image. God loves, not hates. He creates, not destroys. If there were any truth in the utterances of this old and foolish shipbuilder, do you not think the wise men of the world, men of renown, prudent and great men, would understand the matter and inform you? Well, yes, they would. So, dear friends, ignore Noah. Continue your festivities. Eat and drink, plan and build, marry and give in marriage, for there shall be no flood.